Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb Tahrir's English podcast, News and Comment. America wages war on Gaza with the support of its agents amongst the rulers of Jews and Muslims. News. On the 11th of August 2024, the U.S. Pentagon announced, quote, Secretary Austin reiterated the United States' commitment to take every possible step to defend, quote-unquote, Israel, and noted the strengthening of U.S. military force posture and capabilities throughout the Middle East in light of escalating regional tensions. Reinforcing this commitment, the Secretary Austin has ordered the USS Abraham Lincoln Carrier Strike Group, equipped with the F-35C fighters, to accelerate its transit to the Central Command Area of Responsibility, adding to the capabilities already provided by the USS Theodore Roosevelt Carrier Strike Group. End quote. Comment. It's clear that the war in Gaza is not between the Muslims of Palestine and the Zionist entity alone. America facilitates the genocide by, one, providing the Zionist entity with material support, including weapons, funding, strategic support, and troops, without which it would lose the war within hours. 2. Ordering the rulers of Muslims to restrain the armies and mujahideen from liberating al-Masjid al-Aqsa. 3. Increasing its military presence when it feels a threat to its agents in the Middle East. Thus, America is fully supportive of the Jewish entity in its war against Muslims. America's agents in the Jewish entity ensure its troops serve on America's front line in the Middle East. On July 25, 2024, Netanyahu reminded the Americans of this in a joint session of Congress, saying, quote, We also help keep American boots off the ground while protecting our shared interests in the Middle East, end quote. As for America's agents who rule over the Muslim lands, they directly assist America by all means available. Without the rulers of Muslims, America's crusade would have never materialized, as its only connection to the Middle East is by oceans. America supplies the Jewish entity with weapons through Amman, Jordan, from where they're sent by an air bridge to Tel Aviv. The rulers of Saudi Arabia and the Gulf provide a land bridge for fuel and essential supplies to the entity of the Jews, circumventing the Red Sea blockade. The Fir'aun of Egypt prevents the opening of Rafah border crossing to the mujahideen and soldiers of Muslims. The rulers of the Muslims provide air bases, army bases, and naval ports for the American armed forces. Netanyahu unsurprisingly declared on July 25, 2024, quote, and we will continue to work with the United States and our Arab partners, end quote. This is whilst Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 51, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَى أَوْلِيَاءَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ مِنْهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ O believers, take neither Jews nor Christians as allies. They are allies of each other. Whoever does so will be counted as one of them. Surely Allah does not guide the wrongdoing people. O Muslims, their armies and their mujahideen, how are we still waiting? It's been 10 months since the genocide in Gaza began. It has been 76 years since the Jewish entity began its occupation. The rulers of Muslims are allied firmly with the Jews and the Christians. No ruler of Muslims from amongst the Arab or the Ajam, non-Arab, will ever order the armies and mujahideen to mobilize against the Zionist entity. Thus, these rulers multiply the resources of Muslims, their armies, and their mujahideen by zero, nullifying their ability to defeat the enemies. Worse, they oppress the Muslims and prevent them from raising their voices in support of the Muslims of Gaza. They disobey what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have commanded, and they undertake what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger have forbidden. The greatest burden upon the Ummah is clearly its rulers. Thus, real change can only come by removing them and re-establishing the rule of Islam. O armies of Muslims and their mujahideen, knowing the reality of the rulers of Muslims, how can you absolve yourselves of the collective fard al-kufaya to fight jihad in support of Gaza? The obligation has not been fulfilled, neither from the armies and mujahideen nearest to Gaza, nor the furthest. Will you not remove these rulers, securing the Ummah's victory over its tormentor, America? The ordinary Muslims strive to fulfill their obligation. They walk in the path of the Muhajireen, speaking the word of truth in front of tyrants and bearing the consequences in terms of oppression and all manners of hardships. However, your obligation remains unfulfilled. You have yet to walk the path of Ansar radiallahu anhum, the warriors who gave their nusra for the establishment of Islamic ruling. The Ansar brought real change by giving the second bay'ah of Aqaba, the bay'ah of war, to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After the second bay'ah, the Ansar radiallahu anhum undertook a planned action under an imara, resulting in the Islamic state of al-Madina al-Munawwara. It is upon the armies of Muslims and their mujahideen to grant their nusra to Hizb al-Tahrir for the re-establishment of the Khilafah Rashida to defeat the American crusaders. So respond. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Mus'ab Umair, Wilaya, Pakistan.